from the Texas State Network, TSN Agribusiness presents Shoot the Bull with TSN Ag Director Tony Purcell.
Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. We're here with Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples to talk about what it takes to export plants from Texas.
Most people would never think they're in the plant export business, but you just might be. And here's what I mean, Tony. Any individual moving plants across state borders, whether for personal use or commercial resale, they need to obtain what we call a phytosanitary certification.
What's the purpose of that?
Well, pest-free products are issued a plant health certificate for shipment to pest-free areas. The goal here is to prevent the introduction of pests to other areas of the country. These certification inspections cover plant products grown in nurseries, field, or greenhouses, and also include their surrounding premises and containers or packaging. So, for example, if a nursery in Louisiana wants to ship plants to El Paso, those plants would definitely need to be inspected and certified as being free from fire ants or other harmful pests. The same concept applies to plants shipped from Texas to other states.
So how do you get certified?
Well, all you need to do is to contact your nearest Texas Department of Agriculture office and schedule an inspection. There is a $30 fee for the inspection, and the certificate is good for 14 days to complete the shipment. You may not think this is a big deal if you're doing this personally, but the reality is our agriculture industry generates billions of dollars for our economy, and it is threatened anytime we introduce pests or diseases into these new areas. So that's why we're so careful and cautious as we move forward.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.